The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 1-0 overall and host Wyoming at noon Eastern time on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right. Well, we were glad and excited to win last week. That's the good news. And the other news is we've got a lot to work on and clean up. We're going to play a team that I think is on the rise. Craig Bohl has got a phenomenal coaching record. It's his second year there. Their team looked good in a good win against Northern Illinois in a really good football game. And they had to persevere to the overtime to win the game. And I think it ended at about 2:30 in the morning or something because of the weather delay. So it was a good win for their team, and we expect a tough, well-coached team to come in here on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions after two prompts, the coach will be allowed to leave the call. And your first question comes from Brendan Foster to Casper Star.
Hi, Coach. Obviously, Wyoming's quarterback doesn't have a ton of experience, only two D1 starts. Are there any challenges in preparing with a quarterback or for a quarterback with such little film? And what have you seen out of Allen in the few games that he has played?
Well, we've got a lot of respect for him. We went over it. I went over it with the defensive coaches yesterday, and they were talking about his arm, his athletic ability, his ability to make things happen by moving in the pocket and then getting out of the pocket, making some plays for a big guy. He kind of combines the athleticism with a strong arm.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Andy Coppins, Midtown Badgers.
Coach, with all of the changes to your front seven and things like that, could you assess what week one looked like for you in terms of the rush defense? Obviously, only giving up, I think it was 31 yards to Fresno State. You had to at least like that output.
Yes, I think we were very sound up front. You know, I think our front four defensive linemen played well, and then I thought that the next level, the linebackers and the low safety when we had it, those guys were all, I think, playing hard and playing well. I really liked how we hustled to the ball. There was a real good feel that way defensively. So what we're just looking for now is the growth through experience of playing in the games and learning from the last game with that group. But the linebackers have some experience. D-line, relatively unexperienced, but played pretty solidly.
And, Coach, obviously the situation with honoring Sam Fultz last weekend, it felt like the team had just this real big togetherness. Do you see that maybe transferring and helping you guys, you know, kind of overcoming that adversity and honoring Sam Fultz throughout the season?
Well, something like that event is a kind of a lifetime changing event in some ways, and you know, each individual handles it and learns from it differently, but certainly everybody has a different perspective, and I think through this, everybody gains an appreciation for their friends, their family, their teammates, and it was a great event on Saturday honoring Sam for the whole state. Everybody here in this state was rocked by that, and for the family to be there. I thought Fresno State handled it tremendously well and participated in it. And it was just one of those things that was, for me, kind of a trademark of how people treat their own here in Nebraska.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I've talked to you in the past about the rugby style tackling. How do you assess how your guys did with that in the opener? And Gifford, was that a deal where he might have wanted to do that on his play where he got ejected?
Yeah, those are quick bang bang decisions that a player has to make, Eric. And I think that you know, we're continuing to grow. You know, none of that technically is perfect yet, but we continue to teach it. We spend about every practice day at some point going through those drills once again. And so what you're in the process of is making it a habit. And yes, and that we need to continue to work on it. Yes, you have to make a better decision in those situations. You know, because we're talking about hopefully better tackling, but also safer in the game and saving yourself from those questionable calls that are, you know, everybody sees now that, you know, every play out in space is kind of, those decisions are in the balance.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.